Hi everyone, it is me, Alan. Today we're going to be talking about the Saturn V, as I said in the last episode. So Saturn V is a very popular rocket, and a lot of people know about it. In fact, LEGO even made a giant 3-foot model of it, which I do have. And Saturn V was used to launch Skylab and the moon missions, Apollo missions. So the Saturn V was 363 feet or 111 meters tall, and it's 60 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty. Whenever it was fully fueled for liftoff, it was 6.2 million pounds, and it generated 6.7 million pounds of thrust at launch. And that is probably, it used to be the most powerful rocket until Falcon Heavy. And Falcon Heavy's, like, a lot more powerful. So it could launch 43,500 kilograms to the moon and 118,000 into Earth orbit. The Saturn V was developed at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. They had the Saturn I and the Saturn I-B were other development models of it. And the first Saturn V was launched in 1967. For Apollo 4 and Apollo 6, these did not have any people aboard. The first Saturn V that did launch with a crew was Apollo 8. All they did was orbit the moon. They never really got down onto it. On Apollo 9, they tested the lander by flying it in Earth orbit. And on Apollo 10, they launched the lander to the moon. They did not land it on the moon. And finally, in 1969, so a lot of you probably know this, Apollo 11. A lot of people, not even space fans, but most people in general have heard of Apollo 11. And Apollo 11 was the first mission to land astronauts on moon, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. But one thing that people really don't avoid is, well, I'm sorry. One thing that people don't really talk about or hear about a lot is Michael Collins. And I think Michael Collins' part was very important. And I think he deserves just as much credit as everybody else that was on the mission. Apollo 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17 were successful flights to the moon. If you've ever heard the saying, "Houston, we have a problem," then you've probably heard that. "Houston, we have a problem" was said in Apollo 13. A bang was heard in the capsule, and they lost most of their oxygen. And in 1973, the final launch of the Saturn V launched Skylab into Earth orbit. Skylab was an experimental space station to test how people could survive, how long could they work and live in space. So the Saturn V that launched Skylab had two stages. The Apollo missions had three stages, the center stage, the secondary stage, and the third stage. I think the third stage was used for translunar injection. Also, a rocket that is going to be used for moon travel soon is the SLS. The Space Launch System, here's what Wikipedia says. The Space Launch System is an American space shuttle-derived super heavy lift expendable launch vehicle, which has been under development by NASA in the United States since its announcement in 2011. And it replaced Ares 1, Ares 5, and the Jupiter planned launch vehicles, which all never left the development phase. So if I open up Space Launch System for NASA, it's the most powerful rocket NASA will have ever built when they do. It's kind of like the space shuttle, and if you look up the SLS, it really does look like the space shuttle. And in other news, SN-15 had a successful static fire as of the time of this recording, a day ago. SN-15 is one of the Starship prototypes, and had a good, successful fire, and it looks like, based on current observations, the launch is scheduled on April 30th. It changed in Boca Chica, Texas. But at the time of this recording, obviously. But as soon as that flies, I will cover it, obviously. And that's good because we're finally getting ready. Also, in other news, I believe that BN2 is going to be stacked soon. Most of the parts are ready to go. Let's see. They saw the aft dome section has been recently flipped. No, they're not ready for stacking. I'm sorry. But they are getting ready soon. Also, yesterday, NROL 82 launched a classified payload for the National Reconnaissance Office aboard a Delta IV Heavy. Delta IV Heavy is the biggest rocket currently used. Starship doesn't count because they haven't made that thing fully operational yet. And they have three launches left to go. NROL 82 was a classified reconnaissance satellite. Also, I believe it was the 90th launch of the NRO, but I don't remember, so unfortunately I'm not gonna say what's for sure. Let's look up NRO L82 right now. Yeah, so that was yesterday aboard Delta 4 Heavy, yes. And NRO L82 lifted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base. Yes, so that's obviously classified. I would like to promote a channel that I really like. So for those of you that want to get some interesting space news and you just don't want to watch the basic launch, please watch NASA Space Flight. It is very, very, very good channel. They upload very nice videos. They give their opinions and there's super chats, so they can answer your questions live on the stream. I got a question answered on the Starship SN9 launch, and I was very happy. But in other news will be, I think my next episode will be about the Space Shuttle, which is probably one of my favorite launch systems ever, which I really liked, and once we're done with that, I'll upload another episode as soon as we see SN15 launch. In other news, I'm gonna check my launch schedule. We have Starlink, I believe that would be tomorrow. Yes, that's tomorrow. Today's April 27th. That's the day I'm recording. And a Falcon Heavy launch. I already mentioned this, but a Falcon Heavy launch was announced, I believe, for July. But I don't see it on the schedule anymore, so unfortunately. Oh, yes, I see it now. Yes. Also, the CST-100 Starliner for Boeing will also be launching in July, and I've already mentioned this probably before, but an orbital test of Starship is expected within, 5 months. So, thank you all for joining me today. My name's Alan again, and next time we'll be discussing the Space Shuttle Launch Program. So, it's going to be a bit of a longer episode, just like this one. I hope you all enjoyed this, and I hope you all have a great day. And I think I may be bringing on a special guest soon. But that, for now, will stay. I don't want anybody to think that that's going to happen yet. So, thank you all for joining me today, and I hope you all have a great day. Please make sure to subscribe to this podcast on all my other services, such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you enjoyed, please remember to share. If you want to email me for a podcast suggestion, please check out the email in the description. I will always respond to any email that any of my fans send me. I'm not going to ever ignore you guys, so if you ever want to, get a hold of me and suggest something, I will obviously be willing to check that out. But one more thing before I leave. Tianhe 1 will be launched on Long March 5B in China from the Jiquan Satellite Launch Center in China. And that will be part of a space station, so I might also look into that a little bit later. Once again, thank you all for joining me, and I hope you all have a great day. See you later.